Hi, this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting a potentially catastrophic Category 5 storm continues its advance through the Caribbean. The center of Hurricane Irma is moving past the Dominican Republic as what forecasters are calling a potentially catastrophic Category 5 storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says even with the eye of the storm well off the country's coast, Irma's winds, storm surge, and rainfall remain life-threatening for the Dominican Republic. Those same conditions are expected late Thursday in the Turks and Caicos Islands and the Bahamas. Irma killed at least one person in Barbuda and eight people in St. Martin after rolling over those islands as a Category 5 storm with maximum sustained winds of 285 kilometers per hour. The National Hurricane Center says Irma will remain a Category 4 or 5 storm for the next few days. Irma passed by Puerto Rico overnight, knocking out power to about a million people. U.S. President Trump has declared a state of emergency in Puerto Rico, which has been struggling to maintain its infrastructure in the midst of a financial crisis. The declaration authorizes the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate disaster relief on the island. Florida Governor Rick Scott has a terse warning to the people of his state.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. Possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot.
The Florida Highway Patrol says troopers are monitoring the high volume of traffic heading north on Florida's Turnpike as people evacuate South Florida. In a news release, the Highway Patrol said extra troopers will be on the roadways to help. This is VOA News.